number of years ago in the US, a man decided to paint his A-frame roof of his house. So what he did, he had a lot of ingenuity. He got a piece of rope and he threw it over the top of the A-frame roof. And he went around the other side and he tied it in a very firm knot to the bumper of his car. He wasn't silly, it was a good tight knot. Then he went around the back, he got a ladder, climbed up on the roof, secured the rope around his waist in a very firm knot, he wasn't silly, and then he leaned back and he got that paint, he began painting the roof, thrilled with his ingenuity. Short time later, his wife, not knowing what he had done, came out of the car with his car keys. This is a true story. She got in the car, started up, and drove off, pulling him over the roof and seriously injuring him. Now the moral of the tale is, you're only as secure as to that to which you secure yourself. You see, if you're the sort of person who believes that man evolved from apes, you will live your life accordingly. You'll see yourself as a glorified ape. You won't live yourself in respect to what Almighty God says. You won't believe the Bible, which says God made man in his own image and every animal brought forth after its own kind. In other words, dogs don't have cats, horses don't have cows, and apes don't evolve into people, doesn't matter how long you live them. As I said, you'll be as secure as to that to which you secure yourself. So if you think man came from apes, you'll just live your life doing what you want as a glorified animal, fulfilling whatever your heart desires. And that will be to your eternal downfall. Let me tell you what the Bible actually tells us. It says this: God made man in his own image, and he made him so he could bring forth after his own kind. He also made man as a moral being, separate from the beasts. You are different from a horse or a cow or a dog because you're a moral being. How do I know that? Because you set up court systems. When you see injustice, you know justice should be done. Dogs don't care about that. You don't see dog jails. You don't see dog judges or horse or cow judges. But you see people, human beings, because we are made in the image of God. We have a conscience. We know right from wrong. The word conscience means with knowledge. Con is with, science is knowledge. Conscience. So when we lie or steal or kill or commit adultery, we do it with knowledge that it's wrong. God has given light to every man. Now, because we're made in God's image, that tells us that God is something like us. He is a moral being. Nobody in his right mind says, "Oh yeah, God is evil." We know God is good by nature. And because God is good, we know he believes in justice. And the Bible actually tells us this. It says God has set aside a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness. The Bible continually calls God a judge, a good judge, a righteous judge, a judge that will see that justice is done. The Bible gives us a little warning. Well, it's actually a big warning. It says this: that God will require an account of every idle word we have spoken. That God will bring every word to judgment, including every secret thing, whether it is good or is evil. Now that should thrill you if you're a good person, because good people love justice being done. You know, when some guy who slit the throat of about 10 young girls after he raped them, he gets brought to justice, good people say, yes, they got him. So it should please you that God is going to have a day of justice, if you're a good person. That'll be the day that murderers are punished, rapists are punished, thieves are punished, liars are punished, blasphemers and fornicators and adulterers. Now that should make you a little nervous. I'll tell you why. The Bible says each of us are guilty of those crimes. So what I'm going to go through is God's law just for a few moments so you can judge yourself whether you're innocent or guilty. Have you ever lied? Have you ever stolen? If you say, yeah, I have, then you're a lying thief. You cannot enter heaven. The Bible says all liars are their part in the lake of fire. Have you ever committed adultery? You say, no, I haven't. Although I'd like to. You see, if you lust after a woman, the Bible says you commit adultery already with her in your heart. And if you have the desire, God says you're guilty of the deed. In fact, the scriptures say if you hate your brother, you're a murderer. If you hate someone, you'd like to see them killed. That's what hatred is. That's the standard God's going to judge you and I with on the day of judgment. So will you be innocent or guilty? And if you're honest, you know you'll be guilty of violating those commandments. But add to that the fact that God has seen your thought life. Nothing is hid from the eyes of Him with whom we have to give an account. God made your brain. He knows what you're thinking. He made the darkness so He sees what you do in darkness as in pure light. But the Bible tells us God is not willing that any should perish. God doesn't want you to go to hell. It's not His will. And He's proved that by sending Jesus Christ to suffer and die for our sins. God, the judge of the universe, is rich in mercy. And He provided a way for you and I to be forgiven. And it was through the blood of His Son. God became a perfect human being, gave His life on a cross, taking the punishment for the sin of the world. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Folks, think of it. What is your greatest fear in life? Isn't it the fear of death? The Bible says you and I are tormented by the fear of death every moment of our lives. Think of it. Listen to your own heart. Isn't there something in you that says, oh, I don't want to die? Isn't there something in you that says life is the most precious thing you have? The Bible says, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? The most precious thing you have is your life. And God offers you immortality. So what should you do? Well, realize that God made provision for you to be cleansed, for you to be forgiven, through the suffering, death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And what you must do is repent. Old-fashioned word, it means to turn from your sins. And you must put your faith in Jesus Christ. Don't just believe in Him intellectually. Trust in Him implicitly for your eternal salvation. Cry, God, forgive me, I'm a sinner. And then trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Like you trust a parachute to save you. You put your faith into it. Now maybe today you say, look, I'm a Christian. I've given my life to Christ. A lot of people have. But you don't have the things that the Bible says accompany salvation. Well, this is what the scriptures say. Every tree that brings not forth good fruit will be cast down and cast into the lake of fire. It will be cut down. That means there are a lot of people who think, yeah, I'm right with God, but they're not, and their life proves they're not. Basically, you're a hypocrite. You're saying, I believe in God, I believe in Jesus Christ, but your life doesn't show what you know it should. So today, repent and say, God, I've been like Judas. I've been with the disciples, doing what the disciples do, but my heart has been a betrayer in my heart. And ask God to cleanse you and forgive you and make you a new person in Christ, and then live in holiness. Read your Bible every day, because the Bible says without holiness, no one will see the Lord. It's been well said of the Bible, this book will keep me from sin, and sin will keep me from this book. You know, when someone is anti-Christian, a great preacher once said, follow them home and see why. And if there's something in you that's offended by what I'm saying, I guarantee I know what it is. You're doing something you know you shouldn't do in the sight of God. It's guilt. We're like cockroaches that run from the light. Everyone had gone into a dark room, turn on the light, cockroaches scatter. And the Bible says we love the darkness and hate the light. But the day will come when that light will come on and you have to stand before God. So please think seriously about what you heard today and seek God with all your heart. Thank you for listening.